cave gonna be boned out.
Yes, you stop people. Some people milk the cave, cow till the cave come almost.
Hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. When, what about when you separate them?
You separate them about 8 or 9 or 10 days.
Uh-huh.
8 or 9 or 10 days. That's when they start using the milk.
Uh-huh.
That's when they start churning and raising the butter then.
The little...
I got a piece of my butter we got up yonder the mountain now. Remember, I got a piece of that butter up yonder
mm-hmm.
the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I got some butter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fresh, homemade or something?
Homemade butter, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know what I tell you about them getting that meal from down there where that old wheel was telling
mm-hmm.
And them folks just buying them bags of meal. I said, I wonder what they want that meal. I said, I don't know. Did you buy
you some meal? No, I didn't eat none of that meal. That was a water ground meal.
Yeah.
A meal
well,
run
what made, did it taste better than other meal?
Well, I used to get it here. Water meal up there in Rocky River.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'm talking about, do it taste better?
It
how come
the
people
the same,
buy all
no
that meat?
Ain't no different, huh?
Well, this year we'll be buying. Then white folks buy it well, what's the meat?
That's right.
That's why I get me some self-rising.
Well, you know, you just started self-rising meal 2 years ago. It always had.
No,
it always had. We go to the mill to get the corn grind, that's all there was to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And grits too, grind them?
We grind grits to the mill too.
Yeah.
Didn't nobody buy no grits now coming on.
Mm-hmm.
You carry the corn to the mill and raise the mill and crack corn grits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There'd be some hussy grits, wouldn't it?
That's right. You had to sift it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Uh-huh. And back to the calves, what kind of noise would they say the calves would make when they cried for their mamas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, when he comes, man, he's like, mom. That's what you do.
Calf be saying, mom, the calf be saying, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, we used to have calves. We have calves. We moved down here from Russell. Got a kind of calf, little calf. And my children petted him, so he'd come to the door, get up on the porch and walk, but want to come in the house.
That's
the
right.
Children had played with him and had
uh-huh.
a toy, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we'd see that calf come to the door. Man, they go to the door.
Would you say they were crying?
It sounded like they'd be, I want them to open the door, and them children would open the door, and they'd play. Had a pig, and they'd play. That pig would want to come in the house.
Same
we
way.
Had a chicken, and the chicken would stay in the house. A little chicken raised in the house.
In the house?
In the house.
That's right.
Raised from a little bit, and they just loved him, and they named him Plute. Name the chicken Plute.
Yeah.
Plute, come here, Plute knows his name too. Plute would come around.
Yeah.
What about dogs?
Dogs.
Have a lot of dogs around?
Yeah,
got
them.
Yeah, can look at you see.
What kind? Any particular kinds?
Well, bulldog, beetle, and a hound dog.
Uh huh.
Yeah, beetle and a hound and a bulldog.
Were those special breeds or?
Well, you turn them from one to the other if you wanted to.
Uh huh.
Check in them little, what Nelson got?
Beetle.
One of them was a hound dog. Oh, he had been over $400 for the dog.
Beetle.
And the dog got gone and stayed off, but he said the dog had been gone over 6 weeks. And Sunday night we went over there, and Winnie went to the door and said, yes, what is
somebody had it tied.
June Nelson said somebody had that dog shut up.
That's
that
right.
That dog got out somewhere, and that dog come home, and the other dogs went to barking. And raising that little house dog went running and met the dog, and oh, they went. And when they went,